Good morning. It's 6 a.m. straight up on August 5th, a Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning. It's freezing out here. No, it's not freezing. It's very cold. By comparison, it is very cold. I've got my shirt all bundled up. I'm wearing two shirts. I've got my outer shirt all bundled up, the sleeves down. My fingers are cold. My nose is cold. And it's like 55 degrees out here. Yes, it's lovely. That's a lovely day. May the ferryman take you. That's for you, John Moreau. Oh, I'm running slow today. 19 minutes, 7 seconds on the first mile. Oh. The universe awaits. That's also for you, John Moreau. So I also did some other recording, and he'll get those later, but maybe he'll find these buried in the podcast in a couple of days. Anyway, yesterday was not the most productive of days in terms of work. I did, however, it was quite a lovely morning, and I did not get out at 8 o'clock, but around 10:30, I pretty much gave it up as a bad job yesterday. I got about an hour and a half for the audio editing done and wasn't anywhere near enough. But my wife came and said, look, the backyard hasn't been mowed 3 weeks. Front yard hasn't been mowed in 2 weeks. It's a lovely morning. Do you think you could go mow before it gets hot? And I thought, you know what? I think I will. So I did. And I did the whole yard, front and back, in one go. It took just about an hour. And then I came in and said, whew, done. And I didn't look back. So it was good to get those out of the way. Chore well heated, taken care of. Today the sprinklers are sprinkling. Life is good. So I woke up too early this morning. I don't know why I woke up. Actually, I do know why I woke up. I heard car doors slamming at like 3:30 in the morning. And so I went to look to find out what it was. Actually, I didn't go look to find out what it was. I just was laying there thinking, I could get up now. I don't really want to, but I think I'm going to, and I did. I haven't gotten up at 3 o'clock in a long time, and it actually felt pretty good. I have the house quiet to myself for a couple of hours before I came out for my walk. Almost got a little nap before the walk. Almost didn't come out, to be quite frank. Almost said, you know what? I'm feeling lazy today. I don't want to do it today. But I thought, no, I've got a streak going. I don't remember the last time I missed a day. There will be days where the weather is going to get bad, where we'll have snow. It'll be below zero. And those days, I'll skip. Today, I got no good excuse except being lazy, so get your ass in gear. So 5:30, just before sunrise, it was a gorgeous sunrise. It's high, thin clouds out there. It's quite lovely. When the sun was coming up, it was just picking them out in a pale, pale pink. So this little wash of veil of clouds high in the sky. Right now, they're just sort of gray. Sun's up far enough that they're not really showing up too well. But it's a beautiful morning. Listen to Coverville. Got a few tunes. to hear this morning, and that was quite lovely. I do enjoy listening to music while I'm walking. It's sort of like a little soundtrack to my morning. It's interesting how different pieces can evoke different moods. So the feedback on the first chapters of Fierce Call is coming in on the audio. That's good. Good morning. Good morning. Audio's in. Seems to me people are liking it pretty well, so I guess I'll have to continue. I've laid out the calendar for August, finally. It's ridiculous I've been this long. But I've had a very clear-cut task every day to do audio work. And it wasn't necessarily the audio work I planned, but I did do audio work every day. Yesterday was the first day that I fell short on time. I did some. I just didn't do the full 3 hours, 9 to 12. But I did half, so that counts. My color coding scheme is evolving, so if I do it and do it completely, I get a green. If I miss, get a red zero. If I do it but only do half of it, and then I get a red letter, whatever it is, a red edit or a red. Yesterday it was a red A for audio. I'm going to try for next Saturday. I've got 5 days to get this book ready for print. I've been sort of letting it sit while I was working on the audio. It's probably the wrong way to do it. I probably should be getting it out there. And that means that I have to get it divided into pieces so that I can, which is it's not going to be a trivial exercise because there's a lot of pieces I have to add. Started with like 21 chapters. It's going to end up with 30, 31 chapters, something like that. Yes, my nose is running. It's because it's cold. And of course, I don't bring anything remotely resembling a handkerchief or tissue or anything, so sniff. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything new and exciting to talk about today. I don't think so. Yawn. Sorry. Getting ready to make the turn eastward here. A few more paces, we'll be doing the long walk to the east into the rising sun. I'm ready for my coffee. Coffee's brewed. I put it on and didn't go pour a cup. I'm ready for my breakfast. I'm gonna have to bake bread today. Darn. I'm gonna have to make a grocery run today too. Pretty much used up everything in the house. I'm getting better at buying stuff we need and not buying stuff we don't need. Using stuff up rather than have it take up pantry space. Oh, I'll use that one of these days. No, I'm going to use it today. Still maintaining the diet. If anything, I think I've cut down a little bit more. The bread that I'm baking is now getting to be really quite large in terms of filling up the basket that comes in the bread machine. First few loaves I made really only rose up to be about halfway. And the latest batches have really filled it up completely, given me a nice even loaf, which means that I only need one slice of bread to make a sandwich. And I can cut it off the loaf and then cut it in half and get a pretty decent sized sandwich out of it. So it's not quite half as much because they cut it, because it's so crumbly, I cut them a little bit thicker. The loaf is very tender, so it doesn't hold up well in sandwiches. So I have to give a little more bread for support. I like the open face sandwiches though. That was pretty cool. I was having slice of bread toasted, and then a little schmear of hummus, and then sliced vegetables on the top, and then no top piece of bread, so that I had the open-faced tomato sandwiches for several days, actually. And I still have some more tomatoes to use up. I did not go to the farmer's market, but I got some at the grocery store. They're not too bad. Need to go through the produce drawer and see what I've got. I think I've got a couple of cucumbers and half a head of lettuce and a bunch of zucchinis that I was going to grill that I never did get to, so I'll have to do that. Perhaps I'll do that today. Go to the store this afternoon, get something for the grill this evening. Gorgeous. I have to get my beard trimmed. I need a haircut too, but I'll get it all done at once. It's almost long enough to braid. I was giving serious consideration to bringing it together in a little like scrunchy under my chin, get a bead or something for it. But I think it would make more sense to actually prune it back, neaten it up a little bit. It's getting quite large, particularly around the outer jaw, under my chin, my chin whiskers. Get it shaped up some. I'm looking a bit rumpled. I'll do that tomorrow. Or maybe not, I don't know. Oh, we're almost back. No, not even. We're within 3-4 minutes, maybe. I could look at Endomondo, but I'd probably screw it up, so I won't. I assume I'm still recording. Yes. 15 minutes and 13 seconds. I should have 4 minutes, 5 minutes left, so almost home. I am working up a little body heat now. Finally, I'm almost home. So that's good. Street. It's funny, I recognize the dogs more than the people. I think it's because they take turns walking the dog, but it's always the same dog. So it made me think of it as the old collie, the aged collie that has the white muzzle and still looks quite sprightly in our old age. So I just saw her down the street, heading down into the park, tail flagging, sniffing at everything on the way by. Yep, I'm a dog. Oh yeah. Sun is up bright this morning. After yesterday's overcast, it seems I can't even look in that direction. It's too bright. It's glaring on my glasses. Yes. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. So I've got a bunch of audio to edit today still. And tomorrow I can read some more. I don't think I'll get through what I have. Wednesday is pickup and format day. So starting on Wednesday, I'll get the books ready to go for release over the weekend. I don't think it's going to take that long. And if I get them done, I'll go ahead and release them. Probably. No, I still have a couple of edits outstanding. Should contact them and see. Oh. So, yeah, I just finished my 2 miles with a lap time of almost 18 minutes, so I made up for lost time on the back that I missed on the front. So, excellent. And I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. And although it's Monday, I'll talk to you then.